Good day, everyone. Welcome to the Romantic Show. This is the first episode, so please bear with me as I'm doing this outside of my recording booth. In a short while, we're going to have a short interview with Mr. Shane Phailan through phone call. So sit back, relax, and you're listening to the Romantic Show. So take a breath, 'cause I need time to figure this all out. I got lost inside what I thought I need, but I understand now. 'Cause I don't need the sun. Okay, welcome to the show. Here's the interview. I heard that flying without wings still had hearing major radio stations in the Philippines. So how was that feeling that even releasing it since 1989, flying without wings is still in had in radio stations?
Yeah, flying without wings was definitely, yeah, it was, we just kind of went into a different league of success all of a sudden with that song. We won record of the year that year, which was, you know, a big surprise for us. And then it kind of, yeah, kicked off from there. Then we got Christmas number one that year.
How did it change then? How did you feel that change in the band?
It was kind of all new to us because we were only on the scene about 6 months. All our dreams came
through.
It just changed upside down. Okay. For the good, though. It was amazing. Like, it was incredible. We worked 103 days straight that year around the time of Flying with the Wings.
Okay.
Like, literally not one day off.
Yeah, 1999 was an incredible year.
It was an amazing year. 99 was an incredible year.
I read a lot of news in some news articles in the internet that Westlife will having a reunion in the future. So what's the status? Are you having a conversation with the lads on having a comeback soon?
I think it's a question, of course I get asked a lot, because there's so many, we created so much history together, you know, as a band, and we had some amazing songs, but at the moment there's no plans. There genuinely is no plans for it, but you know, you can't tell what the future will bring. I'm sure there's a lot of fans that would love to see it. But, you know, we'll have to wait and see. I don't know.
Can you differentiate between the Shane Phailan fans and the Westlife fans? Because they cannot forget Westlife easily. So what's the status? Are there many Shane Phailan fans or the Westlife fans?
You know, I think when I do the live shows as well, it's, you know, it's important to have fun and introduce your own music too. But, you know,
yeah,
I do a lot of the Westlife songs as well,
because, songs,
you know, they want to hear Mandy or Uptown Girl. And it's amazing the difference when you do the show and you see people's faces lighten up, because each one of those songs, like I was saying before, they have special memories for people and for me. So,
and
you
for
know,
me too.
It's good too, because your set list is quite strong and, you know, lots of number one hits in there too. So people are enjoying themselves. And
I have read also in the news that you're gonna be in the seat of judges for the X Factor with Simon Cowell. How is that true?
I don't know. I honestly haven't been asked. I know he's doing the judges' houses next. So, look, if I'm asked, of course, well, the last time... He hasn't, actually. That's the truth. He hasn't said it to me yet. You know, Louis is one of those things, you're doing judges' houses next Tuesday. If he asks me, of course I'll do it. You know, he's very excited about this year. He said it's an amazing, amazing kind of lineup this year, so hopefully it'll be. Where would you start? You think you got the picture like it's written on your heart. You lay out all the pieces one by one.
There you have it, guys. Thank you for very interesting to be here on the show, the Romantic Show. And I hope you enjoyed that small interview with Shane Phailan 2.0. Actually, he got tapped off earlier when we were having a conversation, so I hope that's enough for you to know what's happening in his career. Okay, that's all for now. I'm Romarquez, and thank you very much. I hope you will follow more of my songs. And please bear with the background music over there, that creepy sound. because I'm outside of my recording booth. So thank you very much for downloading this episode. I'm Roman Cass, signing out. Cause you're everything to me. Roman Cass Show.